Consumers of eggs in 9 northeastern states now have a new choice. A company near Boston has become the first in the nation to laser etch the shell of nearly every egg it sells. Hillary McQuilkin has more.
It sounds straight out of a sci-fi movie, laser etched eggs. But that's exactly what Born Free of Watertown, Massachusetts is doing. In addition to the expiration date and brand name, the shells are etched with a long alphanumerical code, which allows people to track each egg back to the farm, even to the flock of chickens where it originated. David Radlow is CEO of Radlow Foods, the company behind the Born Free label. He says they conducted focus groups in many different states.
It's really a blue state, red state phenomena here.
Radlow says in the blue states,
they want to have the quality assurance that if they buy a cage-free egg, they're getting a cage-free egg, or if they buy an organic egg, they're getting an organic egg. Where the people from the red states are really interested in the fact that this will help protect my security by knowing this traceability code.
Since September 11th, federal officials have expressed concern that eggs and other agricultural products are vulnerable to agroterrorism.
And we've decided to say, we're not going to wait for a mandate. We're not going to wait for FDA or HHS or Homeland Security, USDA, say, you have to do this.
At a Market Basket grocery store just outside of Boston in Woburn, Alex Ma is skeptical.
It might be just a kind of a gimmick where they try to attract more customers, but in the end, maybe it's not that helpful.
Sarah Ferrara of Reading has purchased Born Free eggs before, in part because of the laser-etched expiration date.
I kind of like that it was right on the egg. Probably paying more for that.
Born Free eggs do cost more, $2.19 per dozen at the Market Basket compared to $1.29 for store brand eggs, but it's not because of the laser etching. It's because they're so-called designer eggs, organic, cage-free, vegetarian-fed, or omega-3 enhanced. Linda Braun, Director of Consumer Services for the American Egg Board, says designer eggs make up only 5% of the national egg market. When it comes to a traceability code, Braun says she hasn't noticed any interest.
If and when there is an outbreak of some type of foodborne disease, then it might become important.
The laser-etched born-free eggs are being test-marketed in more than 1,000 retail locations in the Northeast. For NPR News, I'm Hillary McQuilkin.